I would assume being able to get one of these things in the purposefully fly it into a moving jet aircraft's engine would be extremely difficult. No, I gotta say,
if you left it in kind of like the path of where you knew the plane was taking off,
I would assume still it would be very difficult for it to get sucked into an engine like a flock of birds or something, you know, something like that. It would probably be very difficult. Not that it couldn't happen,
sure,
but I would assume it would be a lot more accidental than somebody on purpose trying to fly it. It'd be like threading a needle.
Yeah,
but I mean, there are certain scenarios with these things that could be very, very fucked up. Every year, these things develop more and more the ability to carry heavier payloads. So years ago, things like strapping explosives to radio-controlled aircraft wasn't very viable because of the weight limitations with a lot of these things. The size was they'd have to be a lot bigger. You'd have to be pretty proficient in flying these things. The limitation on how far they could fly was also an issue. Now you're getting these multi-rotor helicopters that have the ability to go beyond your line of sight using remote cameras to fly it, so you don't have to see it anymore. That was a big thing. You couldn't just take a helicopter up and take it out of your line of sight to fly it somewhere. Now you could do that. Heavier payloads, which I don't know what shenanigans a terrorist would want to use, but C4 does come to mind, things like that. I mean, and being able to remotely pilot it, it is scary.
There's too much potential, especially like say the president speaking somewhere or any other public figure,
right,
and you want to bring in. There's just too many bad things you can do with it, or too many honest mistakes that could happen.
Yes. There does seem to be something that is there that, unlike guns, are not protected by a Second Amendment right. You might be able to skirt it with a First Amendment issue of, you know, because, of course, I use mine for photography.
Yes.
In my case, photography. So me being a member of the media and wanting access to certain things, I may be able to skirt that issue, but I doubt that. There will be regulations. We've talked about this for over a year now, and now it's kind of coming to the forefront here on the news about them wanting to regulate these things. And I just knew it. I mean, I got to fucking E-Rock. What Legos should I get? I think I'm just going to play with fucking Legos in my house all day because that seems like a safe thing. That the government won't want to regulate my Legos. How about that?
I know, but then the ones you like, they won't make. Like, dude, they're not making Auschwitz Legos. you can't get real smoke to come out of the stacks.
That's terrible.
All of your hobbies have potential horrible effects on the people around you.
Yes.
But it's not me. I'm responsible,
yes,
for the most part. They are able to do dastardly things, is what it is. I mean, somebody was flying it by the fucking runway of Kennedy Airport. There is a radio control, model radio control field right near Kennedy. It's been there for years. And people fly radio control airplanes there and shit. But, like I said, years ago, you know, you take it up a couple of hundred feet at most. You buzz it around within your line of sight. You're not really going too far with these things. Now, with the ability to go further and higher and really know where you're taking it without having to see it, that presents a new problem that the government is absolutely looking into. Already some laws being looked at. I think it was it New Hampshire? I don't know. Shit. I always get those states confused. But they're saying they want a law that says you can't even fly these fucking things and have a camera on it. If the camera is looking at people, or any man-made object. So that includes everything in
buildings,
the world.
Buildings and planes.
Yeah. So they don't want you flying this thing and photographing anything that is man-made or people.
That covers every loophole that creeps will try to use. That's all that is.
Right.
Plus, you know, they could also use it for government building surveillance for bad things, not for healthy things. There's just way too many shitty things.
Well,